Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host Luckett Peters here in the studios on www.goforgold.lk. Today being a Saturday, we have plenty in stock to convey to you. The top story hitting the ceiling is that India, for the first time ever, have lost to Ireland in their first outing of the T20 game played in Dublin yesterday. We'll give you the detailed scores shortly. And in the meantime, Sri Lanka just about managed to beat Scotland in their T20 World Cup encounter at Bristol. But let's start off with red ball news from the Rangiri Dambulla Stadium. India versus Sri Lanka A, the unofficial test. Remember, India at the end of day one were 333 for the loss of 4 wickets. At the wickets was Daru Juriel batting on 68 and Shahir Rashid on 53. They declared a T on 452 for 6. Juriel went on to make a fantastic 141, but sadly, Shahir Rashid was 53, not out overnight, was dismissed for 63. The other top scorer for India was also Sai Sudarshan, who opened the batting. He made 132. Shamika Gunasekara for Sri Lanka, 3 for 84, and Dilu Sudhira, 2 for 143. Sri Lanka trailed by 339 runs with 8 wickets in hand at close of play because they were 113 for 2. Pivindu Fernando is at the wickets batting on 65, and with him is Ashan Bandara batting on 18. Let's flip across now and go into Trent Bridge, where England are hosting New Zealand for the third test. Remember the Kiwi boys batting first, overnight 361 for 4, but on day two they'll be disappointed, they were bowled out for 438. Let me remind you the top scorers here for the Kiwis. Tom Lathan 151, Devon Convoy 157. The bowling for England, welcome back Ben Stokes. He took 4 for 70, Jofra Archer 2 for 75, and Bashir, the spinner for England, took 2 for 105. England closed the day on 223 for 2. Very competitive indeed. They trailed by 215 runs, but the math is that they got 8 wickets in hand. Ben Duckett is out for 113, sadly. But at the wickets, Jacob Bettle on 74 and Joe Root on 21. Let's now flip across and travel the world. Antigua, West Indies versus Sri Lanka, where the Caribbeans are hosting the Sri Lankans. At the end of day two, West Indies have taken control of this test match. Remember, Sri Lanka, who were put into bat, were bowled out for 308, and West Indies 271 for 5, with Roston Chase, the captain, at the wickets on 42, and Amir Janoon batting on 78. So the Caribbeans trailed by 37 runs, 5 wickets in hand. Earlier on, John Campbell made 39 when he opened batting for the West Indies. So that is a fantastic reply by the Caribbeans. You know, 271 for 5 in reply to Sri Lanka's 308 is always a good score and a very good stepping stone to win the test. Milan Ratnayake, 2 for 45. Is the only bowler I can make mention of. But also, let me remind you that Lahir Kumara unfortunately walked off the field after just bowling one over. And the report I have, he is nursing a hamstring injury, which has kept haunting the bowler, sadly. Right, let's go into white ball cricket, where there is a surprise in Dublin. Ireland beat the world champions, or the current world champions, India, by 34 runs. And the world is shell-shocked. Ireland batting first, 182 for 9. Logan Tucker, 50. Gareth Delny, 49. For India, Harshit Rana, 3 for 24. Akshar Patel, 2 for 33. And Archdeep Singh took 2 for 28. And surprisingly, the strong Indian batting line collapsed and were bowled out in the 19th over for 148. So they concede this game by a big score of 34. Abhishek Sharma, 49, Shivan Dubey, 25. The bowling, Matthew Humphrey, 3 for 38, and Matthew Hollard for Ireland took 3 for 28 as well. Right, at Bristol, Sri Lanka were given a scare because Scotland almost got them done. But sadly, well, they panicked at the last moment and let Sri Lanka win this game by 3 wickets. The main scores, Scotland 151 for 6 wickets. Darcy Carter made 34. Sarah Bryce made 47. And Alyssa Lister, 26. For Sri Lanka, Mithali Ayoda took 2 for 34, the slinger. And Kavisha Dilhari turning out to be a fantastic bowler. Very miserly. She took 1 for 19 in her 4 overs. Wonderful to watch her bowl. But Sri Lanka did struggle after the dismissal of Chamari Akkapattu for 33. They ultimately won in the penultimate ball of the final over thanks to Nilukshi De Silva, who spent a lot of time for an unbeaten 21 and was awarded the player of the match as well. But end of the day, it was a very exciting encounter. So Sri Lanka win by 3 wickets legally. 154 for 7. Chamari Akkapattu 33. Harshi Pereira 23. And Harshita Samarvikrama, much was expected from her. She made 27. The bowling for the Scottish, Catherine Bryce, 2 for 28. Rachel Slater, 2 for 31. And Kathleen Fraser, 2 for 25. But today's game, in the white ball version, between West Indies and the Irish will decide or what Sri Lanka's fate is, whether they will play in the semi-finals or not. More about that later on in the day. And of course, we also have another World Cup T20 dead rubber game between Pakistan and Netherlands. And in red ball, we have 3 beautiful games. Sri Lanka A play against India A in the third day's play, while England hosting New Zealand at Trent Bridge is a third day's play there as well. And do not forget West Indies against Sri Lanka at Antigua. Now then, let's move on to oval ball immediately, right? One cup game in the Dialogue League was concluded yesterday. Of course, it was a dead rubber in terms of the league championship. But nevertheless, Royal College got the better of Wesley after leading 14-12 at the breather to ultimately win by 33 points to 17, scoring 5 tries and 4 conversions, while Wesley were disappointed that they managed only 3 tries and 1 conversion. Sadly, Wesley will have to enjoy the wooden spoon being placed 6th in the cup competition while Royal placed 5th. But remember, Royal, this particular win will do them all, the entire team of world, a good, because they now prepare for the local Ashes, they call it. Well, it's actually the Bradby Shield, where Royal have 2 games to play against the mighty Trinitians. So this win will do a world of good for the Royalists. But the feature today is the Dialogue Rugby League, the school's competition, one of the most prestigious sporting events in Sri Lanka. Trinity play against St. Peter's College at Bamblapitiya. That could decide who the league champion is. Then Zaira will play against Isipathana at Havelocks. Remember, Zaira too have an outside chance. And in the plate championship, we have Sri Sumangala hosting St. Joseph's at Bogambara. Equation is, if St. Joseph's beats Sri Sumangala, they'll be crowned as the plate champions. Then we have a dead rubber game between St. Thomas's College, Mount Lavinia, and St. Anthony's College, Katukasthata, at CRNFC. And Thurston will be visitors playing against Ananda, who will host them at the Air Force. That's also a plate game. Let me wind up by giving you the results of the FIFA football results concluded yesterday. Ivory Coast beat Curaçao by 2-0. Ecuador beat Germany by 2-1. Netherlands got the better of Tunisia by 3-1. Sweden drew with Japan 1-1. Turkey got the better of the United States of America, the host, by 3-2. And Paraguay drew their game against Australia, both teams not finding the nets, 0-0. That's about wraps up our podcast for today. We hope you did enjoy it as much as we did enjoy bringing it to you. There's plenty of sporting news, and the feature on our podcast tomorrow will be the Dialogue Rugby League 2026, the league champions. Well, wait and see. Fingers crossed. Three are in the running. Before wind up, let me mention that Trinity College Kandy, opponents St. Peter's, and the third eye, Zaira College. Have a wonderful day. Spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.